The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes.' He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil.' He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Sit down quickly and write one for 50. Then to another he said, 'And you, how much do you owe?' He replied, 100 measures of wheat. He said to them, 'Here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than the children of light." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Here's a parable that makes no sense whatsoever at its surface value, right? The parable of the unjust steward. One of these parables that's just begging to be explained. Okay, so let's do that here today. First of all, we got to clear up one thing. What's a steward? What's a steward? A steward is somebody who's given charge over somebody else's property. What's a steward? It's somebody who's given charge over somebody else's stuff. So here's the story of a steward who mismanages his master's property. He mismanages his master's property. Master finds out about it, and he calls him out on it, right? He's going to be fired. And so what does the steward do? He starts giving away his master's stuff. Master commends him for what he does. Anybody else who acted like that would be sent to prison for what they did, right? But not this guy. This guy's praised for what he does. How does that make any sense whatsoever? Let's take a closer look, okay? Let's take a closer look. First thing you have to understand is that the hardest passages in the scriptures are the ones that are the most rewarding. The hardest passages in the scriptures are the ones that have the most to give, and this is one of them. Another thing to understand is the way Jesus uses parables. Most people think that Jesus used parables to make everything clear. Jesus did not use parables to make everything clear. Jesus used parables to make everybody think. Because there was always something in the parable that didn't make any sense. Something that would send you home scratching your head thinking, "Oh, what the heck does that mean?" And it was in the thing that didn't make any sense that Jesus made his point. And that's the case right here. Okay, so taking a look at this little parable. Who's the master in this parable? Who's the master? God is the master. Who's the steward? You are. You are the steward. Because remember what a steward is? A steward is someone who's given charge over somebody else's stuff. All of the gifts and the talents that you've been given in your life are not your own. They're all God's. And you want to know the proof of that? You got to surrender them all in death. So if you're a great athlete, that's a great gift. If you're a whiz in math, that's a great gift. It's a gift. If you've got the ability to walk into a room and put people at ease and bring peace wherever you go, that's a great gift. Here's a story about God telling you how to use his gifts. He says, "I want you to give them away. Just give them away for the well-being of other people. And as you do so, you're going to find that you're walking the path to heaven." Now, the essence of sin is when we take what God has given us and we use it not for the well-being of somebody else, but we use it for ourselves. Now, that's mismanaging your master's stuff. So, for example, God's given you the gift of eyesight. What do you choose to look at all day long? What do you choose to look at? God's given you the gift of speech. What kind of things are you choosing to say? Are you choosing to say things that build other people up? Or rather, are you choosing to say things that tear other people down to try to build yourself up, right? Are you giving away God's gifts? Are you giving them away for the well-being of other people? Or are you trying to use them for yourself? That's what this parable is all about. Because just like this steward here, our stewardship's going to come to an end, right? This life just ain't going to last forever. We're all going to breathe our last. And we're going to stand before God in judgment. And he's going to ask us, how'd you use my stuff? Now, the secular world around us, it tells us to use everything you've been given for you. You think of you. God says the opposite. Use what you've been given for the well-being of others, and you'll walk the path to heaven. All the powers of this world, you know, they're really just a great big puff of smoke and an illusion. The only things that last are truth and love. The lessons Jesus teaches us in the cross, right? A little thought for you here today from the parable of the unjust steward. Let's learn to see as God sees, so that we might do as he does. Amen.